In this program, Les Brown goes straight to the source of our possibilities and delves into the fact that there are people along the way who will be important to you and your success. We don't make it alone. But when it comes down to it, the captain of your ship, the power in your life, the force for your achievement is you. It's you. Others will keep it from being too difficult at times, but they can't do what is yours to do. It's not the times, not the resources, not the obstacles which will determine your success. It's you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first week, we talked about what do you do when you've used tapes and listened to them, come to workshops, read books, used a mastermind journal, use your affirmations, visualize, do all the things that you're supposed to do, working to align yourself with positive people, working on your dream or seeking your life purpose, and things still are going downhill. What do you do then? How do you still stand the game when you lose your money, lose your spirit, lose your courage? What is it that you can hold on to? What benchmark can you retreat to and still maintain a sense of integrity with yourself and be straight up? And we said that that benchmark, that point, that holding position is that in spite of what's going wrong, in spite of where things are, it's still possible that you can win. It's possible that you can turn it around. It's possible that you can still come out on top. It's possible that things can shift in your favor. And so as we say that it's possible, it gives us renewed strength. It allows us to continue to become more creative, more resourceful, using our brains and our wits and dealing with whatever opposition we have as just a project to be figured out. And then we went from it's possible to saying that it's not enough to view all of the options that you have, because we know that just using the peanut symbolically, that there are many uses of our talents, our abilities, and our skills. And that once you begin to realize and to recognize there's a greater work for you to do, that now it becomes necessary for you to go into action. It becomes necessary for you not to go half-heartedly at what it is you want. That won't get it. You've got to put yourself into it totally. You've got to pursue your dreams passionately. So it's necessary. There are certain things that's required on our part that will enable us to convert whatever situations that we're into what we want them to be. And that brings us to tonight. And repeat after me as you look at someone on your right and left and shake their hand and say, it's you. Life will always give us some questions. There will be times when we have to take time to search ourselves. And saying, with all of these things out here, these roadblocks and these obstacles, what is it going to require on our part to make it happen? What's the final determining factor that will determine whether or not we're losers or winners in life? And here's what the answer is. It's you. No, it's not your circumstances. No, it's not your past. It's you. You're going to determine that. No, not what happened to you. No. It's you. It's you. You will determine whether or not this mission that you're on, and I believe that we're all on a mission. I believe that we all have a purpose, that we didn't just show up just to work every day and face some hard experiences in life or go home after work and pop a can of beer and sit in front of the television set. No, I don't think that life is like that for us. I think that we all showed up here on a divine mission to do something, and that